cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade.
Welcome
knife.
To the show, folks.
For $43, my friend lost his life.
I'm James Kelso. This show is live, and you are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on December 14th, 2016. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll check in just a moment to see who among my co-hosts, George in Maryland and Paul Fromm in Canada, are with us. But you are welcome to join us in the course of this hour by calling our call-in number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I think we had a couple of rain checks last night. So any of you holding rain checks out there, call in, and I'll try to remember you have a rain check and get you in first. Let's check and see who all's in the cockpit here. George or Paul, are either of you here?
George, too.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi, we've got a full crew tonight.
We do. A great way to run an airline, isn't it? Hey, who's in the cockpit?
I don't know. I think we should have an affirmative action airline, you know, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Air Idiocy 105 flight is piloted by a man who is severely challenged.
Yeah.
The radio operator is Susie Wong, who is deaf. And your steward's called crippled.
And, you know, folks, we do get together here in our Trump Phenomenon Clubhouse, you know, in a very informal manner. And I love this about live radio. You can tell it's live. I mean, I don't know whether Paul's here or George is here. I found out just like you by going on the air. And so it's there's nothing like live radio. And the excitement of the Trump campaign is similar. Donald Trump, far more than any of us here, Donald Trump is a complete genius at extemporizing, at talking to a crowd, being with a crowd, and he loves it. I think it's proved by his thank you, his live thank you tour, which will go to Hershey, Pennsylvania tomorrow. I think he loved it so much, campaigning in the primaries and in the general election, that now that he's won and he's president, he doesn't want to stop. So he's visiting these cities. He doesn't need to do it. It's completely unprecedented. No president-elect in our memory has ever done such a thing, or ever in American history. So much has never been done before. And in his speech yesterday, which we'll visit a little bit more tonight, his speech in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is a sort of a suburb of Milwaukee, he talks about that fact, that what has just happened, the fact that you elected him your president, is an unprecedented, these are his words, unprecedented in world history. Now, that says a lot, folks, about Donald Trump's own self-awareness of what his importance is and what he thinks. What does he think of himself? What does he think his place is? And when he says to you, to us, that we have just created a movement unprecedented in all of world history, that's an extraordinary statement. There are a lot of things have happened in world history, and to come up with something new that's never happened before, that takes something right there. And that's exactly what he thinks we've done here. And I agree. I don't know of any. You could pour. Go ahead, Paul.
And I think he's right. This is certainly, the Trump revolution is the biggest, the Trump phenomenon is the biggest political shift in the United States politics, at least since the 1950s. It's overwhelming and unprecedented. It's not a fluke. It's not one guy got elected to one position. Donald Trump was elected to president of the United States, and he's coming in with a team that's going to try to implement a wide-ranging agenda. And I'll tell you, up here, the leftists and the echo freaks are already messing their adult diapers over the fact that Trump means what he says. He doesn't believe in global warming or climate change, or these climate change being caused by you know, burning gasoline or diesel or coal-fired plants. And he's appointed a secretary secretary of the environment, who believes the same way. He's what, the attorney
Scott
general
Pruitt?
From
yeah, Jeff Sessions. Sessions in Alabama. The Attorney General Scott Pruitt is not a global warming.
No, and this is huge, because we're on the brink, at least in Canada, of going hell for leather for a carbon tax, which will be a huge punishment on people who drive automobiles, who heat their homes, depend on power generated by coal. It'll be a huge punishment, because it will also increase the price of transporting goods. It'll have an impact on the cost of living. Well, as long as the Kenyan was in the White House, our you know, leftist Castro loving Prime Minister Trudeau II might be able to make a case for that up here with the idiots, but. As the United States is, I think, pretty clearly under Trump, not going to go that route anymore, not going to punish people anymore. Well, where does that leave them? And the impact of Donald Trump's victory is, you know, almost incalculable. We're only just beginning to realize what it could mean, and it's great.
And, you know, one of those things that we will talk about tonight, Paul, this insane refugee policy that's afflicting Canada every bit as badly as America. Donald Trump is going to hit this head on, and one of the headlines in America today is that the number of Somalian refugees being rushed into the United States by Obama is crescendoing more than ever. And these are just people just being, you know, decades after problems, you know, their so-called need for any refugee status in Somalia. We have been getting Somalians every year, and the population is getting huge. Donald Trump and Coulter described in her column 2 days ago, she said, all of these refugees are fake. All of them. Every single one. So it's not hard to pick and choose or decide, you know, which ones are meritorious and which ones are not. She said they're all fake. But the Donald Trump will be.
You're fired.
Yeah, it is. It is Secretary of State appointment of Rex Tillerson. This is Rex Tillerson, folks, is going to dismantle the State Department pipeline of these fake refugees. And other secretaries in the cabinet, Tom Price, Secretary of Health and Human Services, he will also be dismantling parts of the fake refugee pipeline. So this flow of, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of Somalians who've been funneled into the United States, this will be ended. So this will be, you know, and these secretaries that are being appointed now will be doing this. I just mentioned Rex Tillerson, and Pat Buchanan has a great column entitled, Will Trump Defy McCain and Marco? And he starts this way. When word leaked that Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson, a holder of the Order of Friendship Award in Putin's Russia, was Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State, John McCain had this thoughtful response, quote, Vladimir Putin is a thug, a bully, and a murderer, and anybody else who describes him as anything else is lying, unquote. Okay. Wow. Buchanan then says, yet Putin is something else, the leader of the largest nation on earth, a great power with enough nuclear weapons to wipe the United States off the face of the earth, and we have to deal with him. McCain was echoed by the senior Democrat on foreign relations, Bob Menendez, who said naming Tillerson Secretary of State would be, quote, and remember, they said this before Trump definitively appointed Rex Tillerson. So it's a done deal now. He has defied these clowns. Menendez said it would be alarming and absurd, guaranteeing Russia has a willing accomplice in the Trump cabinet guiding our nation's foreign policy, unquote. And then Senator Marco Rubio of Florida chimed in, quote, being a friend of Vladimir is not an attribute I am hoping for from a Secretary of State, unquote. If just three GOP senators vote no on Tillerson and Democrats vote as a bloc against him, his nomination would go down. President Trump would sustain a major and humiliating defeat. And then Buchanan talks about Tillerson. Who is Tillerson? And what I want to go to here on this column by Buchanan, folks, is that Buchanan is now, here's what he's doing. He's enlisting folks in the Trump support team, and he's putting himself forward right at the beginning as a member of this Trump support team. So Pat Buchanan is going to bat right now. He's combating McCain, combating Marco Rubio, looking forward to this confirmation Senate hearing. And that's our function, folks. That's what we have to do. We've got to be part of the support team, because what these enemies of our country are doing is they want to destroy Trump. They want him to be all alone. We have to give him this massive support army. McCain has to know, if he continues with this sort of clowning, he will be retired by the Patriots of Arizona. Too bad he wasn't retired this time around. But yeah,
that was sad.
And so Buchanan goes, who is Tillerson? He's a corporate titan. He has traveled the world, representing Exxon in 60 countries. He's on a first-name basis with countless leaders, and is, he says, let me go down here a little bit. And here is the heart of the objection to Tillerson. He wants to end sanctions and partner with Putin's Russia, as does Trump. But among many in the mainstream media, think tanks, websites, and on the Hill, this is craven appeasement. For such as these, the Cold War is never over. The attacks on Tillerson coincide with new attacks on Russia, based on CIA sources, alleging that not only did Moscow hack into the Democratic Party and Clinton campaign, blah, 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 blah. We all heard this. It's all a bunch of baloney. And then Buchanan says, why would Moscow do this? More blah, blah. Backed by Democratic leader Senator Chuck Schumer, McCain, this turncoat McCain, has announced an investigation. The goal, said the Times, is to determine, quote, whether anyone within Trump's inner circle coordinated with the Kremlin and whether Moscow spread fake news to hurt Mrs. Clinton, unquote. Buchanan asks, what is going on here? More than meets the eye. The people who most indignantly condemned Donald Trump's questioning of Obama's birth certificate as a scurrilous scheme to delegitimize his presidency now seek to delegitimize Trump's presidency. Behind the effort to smear Tillerson and delegitimize Trump lies a larger motive. Trump has antagonists in both parties who are alarmed at his triumph because it imperils the foreign policy agenda that is their raison d'etre, their reason for being. Continue down. They have in mind the permanent U.S. encirclement of Russia. They want to provide offensive weapons to Kiev to reignite the civil war in the Donbass and enable Ukraine to move on Crimea. This would mean a war with Russia that Ukraine would lose, and we and our NATO allies would be called upon to intervene in and fight. Their goal is to bring down Putin and bring about regime change in Moscow. In the campaign, Trump said he wanted to get along with Russia. And this was wonderful. This is what America voted for when it voted for Trump, to put America first and make America great again. But war party agitators are already beating the drums for confrontation. Early in his presidency, he now gets to the point, if not before, Trump is going to have to impose his foreign policy upon his own party and indeed upon his own government, or his presidency will be broken. A good place to begin is by accepting the McCain-Marco challenge and nominating Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. And he ends, let's get it on. Right. Okay, so there you go, folks. We're going to have to let McCain and Rubio and these idiots, these clowns, we're going to have to let them have it. Let's get it on, as Pat Buchanan says. When they want to launch their investigations and their obstructions in the Senate, let's let them know we want them impeached. We want them out. Let's not even wait for the next election. Let's impeach them now.
Why this program remains so important to George and Jamie. Donald Trump's going to need a lot of support in the months ahead. And there are powerful forces that are furious he got elected, didn't support him for one second, and would like to sabotage him as much as possible. And we're going to have to help organize the troops and lead the troops in support of his program.
Well said, Paul. And now let's listen to Donald Trump yesterday in West Allis, Wisconsin. He didn't have a live appearance today. He met with Silicon Valley big shots, and that was apparently a very successful meeting. It even included a meeting with Bill Gates, of all people, at Trump Tower. Bill Gates came to Trump Tower. Here is Donald Trump talking on that subject we just mentioned, the unprecedented nature of what patriots in America have just done in electing him as the messenger. Let me go to the beginning of this. Trump, he's standing in front of a bunch of Christmas trees. We'll take a little message here, and we'll be right back with you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. I'm James Kelso. The show's live. We welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. Paul Fromm is with us from Canada, the leading voice for free speech and secure borders in our neighbor to the north, Paul Fromm, that is, and George in Maryland. Let's go to just a little bit of audio from yesterday. We didn't have time to get enough in of what happened, what transpired in West Allis, Wisconsin. Very, very good. Let's listen to Donald Trump. Let me see if I've got it up here. Let's listen to, actually, Mike Pence, an important introduction of President, let's just call him President Trump, of President Trump. Listen to the tone of Mike Pence endorsing Donald Trump or introducing him.
And thanks to you. And thanks to you, we're going to at last have a president who will enforce the laws of this nation for the citizens of this nation. We will build a wall, uphold our laws, and end illegal immigration once and for all. And thanks to you.
Build that wall.
And thanks to you. Thanks to you, we're going to have a government as good as our people again. We're going to have a government in Washington, D.C. that works every day for the people of this country and not the special interests. We're going to have a president who works with the Congress to reform our ethics laws, and we're going to drain the swamp. And lastly, and thanks to you, we're going to have a president of the United States who will make appointments to the highest court in the land that will uphold the sanctity of life, our Second Amendment, and all the God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. Thanks to you. So I'm really here to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for giving America a new president. Thank you for giving America a new president whose strength, whose vision, whose leadership will make America great again faster than you could possibly imagine. So I say with a grateful heart that it is my high honor.
Here he comes.
And distinct privilege to introduce to all of you across the great state of Wisconsin the president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
You're proud. We got to wait for him to get up on stage there. But we'll just listen to a few seconds of Donald Trump because he says some nice things. Let's just fast forward a little bit here. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Ago, I told my first crowd in Wisconsin that we're going to come back here someday and we are going to say Merry Christmas again.
You're standing in front of a bunch of Christmas trees.
Happy New Year, but Merry Christmas. And I'm here today for one main reason, to say thank you to the people of Wisconsin. Incredible people. And you know, a wonderful thing, because now after millions and millions of dollars were wasted and countless hours were spent, the recount vote has come back. You know, I called it a scam, but I won't say that because we want to be nice, okay? So I refuse to say it was a scam tonight, all right? This way they can't report that I said it. And after all of this money was spent by the Democrats, believe me, they were behind it, okay? And the Green Party. Wonderful party.
What a speaker.
She got less than 1%.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks.
Sick and tired of being
and I ran our poor engineer. I ran him right into the break. We were listening to Donald Trump, and we'll be listening to him tomorrow night. More from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Get this, George and Paul. I just looked at the DonaldJTrump.com. You know, you get tickets, free tickets for these Trump events. I hope you avail yourself of the one that comes to a town near you. The tickets are closed. Can't get tickets for Hershey anymore. 12,500 seats in the Giant Center there in Hershey. It's called the Giant Center. It's an ice hockey rink, typical, you know, arena. 12,500. It means they must have already given out about 20,000 tickets, folks. So it's going to be huge tomorrow, and we'll have it here. We'll have that audio for you in that event. So, you know, you can look forward to that. I'll go back to that audio that we were listening to just for a little bit here. Here he is, Donald Trump. And if I get it just right, he's going to talk about how what you've done, what we've done, is unprecedented in world history. Here he comes.
131 votes more than we had before.
Recount gave Donald Trump 131 more votes.
I think it was worth it. Whether it's been $3.5 million, $4 million for 131 votes, that's okay. Tells you how important every single vote in America is, right? won Wisconsin for the first time since 1984, 32 years ago. You went out and you pounded the pavement, organized your fellow citizens, and propelled to victory a grassroots movement the likes of which the world has never seen before. Now, all over the world they're talking about this, and they're now comparing what is happening in other places, faraway places, with what happened here. So, and Brexit now is sort of a small version of what we did. Just, but I predicted Brexit. And when I predicted Brexit, they all said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And when it happened, they refused to acknowledge that I predicted it, which is standard. I will never forget you, and I will never, ever stop fighting for you. Okay? Never.
He means it, folks. You can tell.
I'm honored to be here tonight with our incredible Wisconsin leadership team.
I'll pause it there. I'll turn it down. I just wanted to give you that little. I thought that was a gem there, Paul, where he's aware of his own historical importance, which means, you know, he knows what his role is, Paul.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, James, before we forget about Russia, I'm among the nauseated and watching all the hand-wringing about those horrible Russians. Well, what are the poor Russians supposed to do? It wasn't 20 years ago. We're still in, well, I'll make it 25. We're still in the thick of the Cold War. And those mean old wascoey Soviet communists were the bad guys. And anyone who would align themselves with the Soviet Union would be politically dead on arrival anywhere in America. So the Russians collapsed the Soviet Union and have become 50,000 times freer than we are in the United States. You know, Russia's vastly more prosperous than it was. And they can't win for losing. So now, free and prosperous Russia, they're more enemy than they were when they were the Soviet Union. And the Johnny McCains of the world, and everybody's falling all over themselves going, oh my God, those wascoey Russians, they've overthrown the government of the United States. I have a hard time not vomiting from all this, James.
Yeah. Well, you know, the treachery of McCain, you know, there has to be, you know, there's got to be an accounting here, folks. Donald Trump has been very generous with the people that were stabbing him in the back throughout the primary and then the general election. But when we get into people actually trying to defeat the Trump, to derail the Trump train, I'll tell you what, those of us on the Trump train, we're going to be piling on those people. And Johnny McCain's in for a big surprise. He thinks he's seen opposition in Arizona. He ain't seen nothing yet. When he sees the anger and the fury of citizens as he engages in his smart aleck tactics in the U.S. Senate, his treasonous tactics, there will be calls for your impeachment, Mr. McCain, and anybody else who wants to. And Lindsey Graham?
Well, we call for it right now. Hey, Mr. McCain, we're from RBN and the American Freedom Party. We think you stink and you ought to resign immediately.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
And your impeachment could not happen too soon. And Lindsey Graham, the same story for you. And any of the rest of these clowns, you know, there will be public fury. This crowd of 12,500 people, which will probably be more like 20,000 people in Hershey, Pennsylvania. How many people could you get into an auditorium or an arena, John McCain, if you begged them, if you paid them to come? If you spent 6 months organizing the event, you couldn't get 1,000 people. You couldn't get 500. But I'll tell you what, if you oppose Donald Trump, he can get easily 20 or 30,000 people into an arena, all of them wanting to go out and hand out petitions for your impeachment. So keep that in mind. Here's another thing. There's another gem from yesterday. I'll just bring you a little of this. Sheriff David Clark, the sheriff of Milwaukee County, who's been supporting Trump all along, he wore his signature black cowboy hat and black vest as he got up to speak in front of all those Christmas trees. And I love the setting. Donald Trump, this is so intelligently done, folks. Just a whole row of Christmas trees. What's Donald Trump doing with that, you know, with the Christmas trees? He wants Christmas back in America, not happy holidays. We're done with happy holidays.
Or joyous Kwanzaa.
Yeah, we're going to be having the best Christmases we've had, folks, from the White House. But the here's Sheriff David Clark, and I'll just give maybe a couple if I get this right. The gem I'm looking for is this. He says very clearly, he says, we're fighting the fake news network, FNN. And I hope this really breaks out as a slogan, fake news network. And he lists, and he says, what is the fake news network? It's the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, all these networks and newspapers. This is, put it all together and give it a name, the fake news network, FNN. I love this. I don't know if Clark is formulating this here or just putting it together. And then he also goes after George Soros. But let's see if I can get a little of this. I might miss, but let's try. Let's go in here where he starts talking about them as corrupt and lying. Let's see what we get.
Like Mike Pence down with their lies, their corruption, and their scheming, but it did not work.
Boy, did I nail that one.
Now, some of you may remember that Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope strategy. He laid on the ropes. Donald Trump laid on the ropes and took their best shot. Every once in a while, Donald Trump would look up at the media and say, is that all you got? And in the final push toward November 8th, with your help, we knocked them out and shocked the world. Folks, the fake news network did not know what hit them. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the Huffington Post, MSNBC. They were down for a bit, but they've come back continuing their attacks to sabotage and undermine our duly elected and soon to be president and vice president of the United States, Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Now, you saw what happened after November 8th. First, it was the riots that followed Election Day. Then it was the smear of fake news to discredit what we the people did on November 8th. Then it was recounts. And now it's the Russian conspiracy in the election.
Well, he's got it.
Folks, we are talking about a new level of stupid from the American left. And now a so-called bipartisan group of members of Congress are calling for investigations into the Russian influence in the election.
McCain.
Think about this. Let me tell you this. If Congress wants to investigate something, they should investigate billionaire George Soros and his attempt to influence this election for Democrats, like funding people to show up at Trump rallies to threaten Trump supporters. Congress should investigate George Soros-funded post-election riots that destroyed property and got innocent people hurt. Congress should further investigate the IRS for going after law-abiding citizens participating in First Amendment-protected political activity. And what about this? This one takes the cake. Where's the investigation into threatening the electors in the Electoral College into changing their moral and, some cases, legal responsibility to vote for Donald J. Trump and Mike Pence? Where's the investigation?
Now, folks, I'm going to turn it down there. I wish I... Yeah, you know, that's Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, and boy, does he get it. And he says we need the enforcement of 18 U.S. Code Section 594, which says, whoever intimidates, threatens, coerces, or attempts to intimidate, threaten, or coerce any other person for the purpose of interfering with the right of such other person to vote or vote as he may choose, for president, vice president, presidential elector, etc., etc., this is a felony, imprisoned for not more than 1 year. That was enacted on June 25th, 1948, 17 days after I was born in New York City. And so that's just beautiful. That's the kind of support team, Sheriff Clark there in Milwaukee, that's the kind of support team Donald Trump's going to need so that we can is a kind of a, you know, on the front of the Trump train, Paul and George, we need a cow catcher. You know, the cow catcher that knocks things off the track. That's what Sheriff Clark is. That's what Sheriff Clark is doing right there.
Or collects all the garbage on the track and just sweeps it aside.
Yeah, the George Soroses, the John McCains, get these clowns off the track so we can get. You know, we've only got 8 years. We've got a lot of catching up to do and a backlog of business to take care of. Let's see. Let's take a caller here. And I do owe a rain check here to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Good evening, James. Nice hearing your voice, George and you guys. I just want to talk about what happened in Detroit, James. Did you hear about Detroit? When there's more people that were voting that are registered to vote in Detroit, it's been all over all the major networks.
Yes, Detroit, super fraud.
Yep. Super fraud. And if those Republicans doing that, James, it would be all. They'd be massive news for the next 6 weeks. But it'll be dead tomorrow. You won't hear nothing about it. But that's because we know who controls the media, controls the mind of these dumb clucks.
But well, now, don't you like Sheriff Clark's new term? We call it the fake news network, and it's all of these networks and newspapers lumped together in one stinking gooey ball called the fake news network. And then the crowds, like the crowd in Hershey tomorrow that we'll hear, I guarantee you, folks, they'll be booing the fake news network. Don't you like that, Tom?
Yeah, James, I do. And let me tell you, Sheriff Clark should be in Trump's cabinet somewhere. They got to find a place for that guy because he's fantastic. And, you know, I speak because, you know, he don't look at himself as a black man or he looks at himself as an American. So that guy there, definitely, I hope Trump does really think about this guy being in his cabinet in the near future, because he'd be fantastic. But getting back to that, James, what's going on with the Black Lives Matter and Soros paying these people to actually go out and cause damage and threatening and beating up people? Can you imagine if that was reversed and Trump was doing that, or people were paying these white thugs to go out and beat up blacks and all that? Like the guy who voted in Chicago, he literally kicked the crap out of him. Well, did all those blacks get arrested for that? That was a total hate crime, James. And you know what? This is absurd. I mean, Israel would never put up with that kind of crap. And, you know, they talk about Israel. They got a wall around their country. The people of citizens can walk around an Uzi, but here they're trying to grab your guns, these Zionists over here, like Chucky Schmucky Schumer and all these other. And I tell you, James, did you see the interview today with Pelosi's daughter and Cavuto?
No, I missed it.
Unbelievable.
I read about it, but I missed it.
It's unbelievable. That broad is a total socialist communist.
Like her mother. And it's pathetic. Pelosi, I think, 75, 76, hanging on for dear life to her job. Well, Tom, thank you. I thank you for your appreciation.
James, Neil Cavuto is going crazy with that one. I mean, he's done some interviews. I think that really blew his brains out. But one more thing I do want to say, James, it's all about
the immigration. Oh, and by the way, Cavuto's on the Trump train. There's some great people. Pat Buchanan's on, Ann Coulter's on, Sean Hannity's on, Cavuto's on, Lou Dobbs is on the Trump train. Go ahead.
Yeah, James, one more thing I got to say. Donald Trump, in the first 60 days, he's got to start building a wall, and he's going to have to tell all these illegals, I don't care, and he has to put a date, James. He should go back to 2008 when Obama was sworn in. From 2008 to January 1st, that anybody came to this country illegally will be deported out of here. If they want to keep the people from 2008 on, I can maybe understand that. But anybody came after January 1st of 2008, Donald Trump and his cabinet with Sessions and all that, no way. You're all going back. You broke the law from 2008, January 1st, on to right now currently, the set of precedent. You will not be allowed to stay in this country. You will be deported out of here, like Eisenhower did back in the 50s. You're out of here. Gone.
Don't unpack your going back.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, thank you, Tom. And with your permission, let me go to Jeff. I owe a rain check to Jeff in Chicago too. So let's go now to Jeff. Right after this break, Jeff in Chicago, and we'll see you right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're in our last segment, and let's go here to Let's go to Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello, James, George, and Paul. I'm going to be brief. John McCain better watch his mouth. Remember when Donald Trump said McCain wasn't a war hero? And he got all the flack for that? Well,
yes,
he's not.
Yes.
McCain is not a war hero. He was a traitor. He collaborated with the North Vietnamese. He did a Tokyo Rose broadcast that's now on YouTube. It came out this past summer by a researcher who found it in the National Archives.
Back wow.
During Vietnam, the CIA monitored all electronic transmissions during the war. And they picked this up.
I'm going to look for this on YouTube.
I heard the researcher being interviewed, and he said he came upon it by accident. He was researching something else at the National Archives. And secondly, John McCain actively blocked and prevented the POW MIA families from finding their loved ones. He actually blocked it, actively blocked it. You can find that on the internet, too, from many sources. And he got some kind of way of sealing these documents, because there's probably upwards of over 100 men that were left behind, and he knows it. And he blocked those reports. So John McCain better watch his mind his P's and Q's. Why his primary challenger, Kelly Ward, did not help beat that, you know, throughout every news outlet and TV station in Arizona during the summer, I don't know. That would have sunk him. He was a traitor in Vietnam.
Well, Jeff, apply what you just said. Go ahead, Paul.
A caller, do you know whether Arizona has recall?
No, I don't.
Because if it does, and some states do and some don't, but if it does, perhaps that's something that the Trump nations can start looking at it. If McCain proves himself to be an obstructive jerk, recall him. I mean, now the guy is so ancient and so out of it. Come on. Arizona can do better.
He's 80 years old. He's not a sound mind. I mean, you can just tell the way he acts. Look at his eyes. He's got...
And he shows every year of it. I was with some old folks yesterday who are in their 90s, and these old girls were sharper than McCain, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's a blubbering idiot. And by the way, his father-in-law, now deceased, was the head of the Arizona organized crime out there. He was an organized crime figure.
Wow.
His father-in-law.
Well, his father was the admiral who is guilty of the USS Liberty, whitewash. The whitewash.
Right, cover-up. Yeah, whitewash.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Jeff. We've run out of time, folks, but we're going to have a really good show for you tomorrow night covering the Hershey event. It'll be packed like sardines, and Trump will be on fire. I hope you can be with us then. See you tomorrow night.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.